Madagascar's tapia forests cradle the silkworm's cocoons, which are collected, then sold to a growing number of weavers. But they are rapidly being eliminated for agriculture and charcoal production. That means fewer cocoons, just as the silk industry is poised to boom. Sahalandi, a federation of mostly female weavers, is finding eager buyers for the scarves woven from the wild silk. After just one go-around at the folk art market last year, the group took home thousands of dollars for the weavers, including Radu Herovonona Ambitsua.
Yeah, the lives of the women completely changed.
Natalie Mundy translates for Radu, who does speak good English, but is shy about using it. Mundy helped get the Federation into the Santa Fe market as a Peace Corps volunteer. In Madagascar, women's lives traditionally revolve around the home and raising children, Mundy said. The Federation's success in last year's market brought more economic independence and new respect from their husbands, says Radu, speaking through Mundy.
That's what's going on. And their husbands are like, we should stay closer to our wives because they know what they're doing.
When Mundy first arrived in Rado's community 2 years ago, there were only 10 or 15 people doing weaving regularly. Before Santa Fe, there was no market outside the country for the scarves, each of which takes 1 month to weave. Now there are 91 members of the Sahalandi Federation, says Mundy.
It's expensive to do this. It's expensive to make one scarf. So they didn't want to spend all their money making one scarf and then not see it sell for years.
The success of organizations like Sahalandi is bolstering efforts to preserve the tapia forests. Radu says the Federation has changed how it deals with cocoon sellers.
Since we did this last year in Santa Fe, we've learned to respect the environment and respect the forest. So now Sahalandi is looking to only find people that collect cocoons from the forest that really respect the environment.
On opening night at this year's folk art market, Radu carefully arranged piles of the scarves in earthen colors. Customers converged on the Madagascar booth. They ran their hands over the web-like weaves of the wild silk, dyed with mud, tree bark, and mushrooms or eucalyptus leaves. Sahalandi also makes finer weave scarves. They're more akin to the ones you find in Asia. They're made from cocoons that are cultivated indoors rather than the wild cocoons. They appeal to different tastes, and they help Sahalandi deal with a conundrum. The Federation is poised to grow, with new wholesale clients cultivated through this year's market, but that means finding more wild cocoons, which is proving difficult. Nevertheless, after the market was over, Radu was ecstatic.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's a lot of money. I've never seen a market like I see here. It's huge. I don't know how to say it, but we are happy.
Sahalandi made about $37,000 this year. One thing it will do is buy more cocoons, if it can find them. One solution the group is exploring is creating a protected nursery of tapia trees. It would be expensive and take several years. But after seeing the results from the market, Mundy says it's worth the effort.
Everything that could have changed. Everybody's more confident. Everybody has a completely different idea for their future.
On the Conservation Beat, I'm Megan Kamerick.